However, the Chomorim, the Chomorim say no. We dash in the Pasuk, V'roishoi v'chamishi soisoi. You have to pay back a chomish when you're only paying back Karen. So we dash like this. Mo menamishtalim v'roish, moisiv chomish. Whenever you only have to pay back Karen, not Kefil, then you have to pay a chomish. But mo men shein mishtalim v'roish, whenever you have to pay back Kefil, you're not paying back the Karen alone, you pay back other money also, then we hold ein moisiv chomish. You don't have to pay back a fifth. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, another chiddush that ain chaimish be osher mishdalim, but makom sheish kefil. Not only don't you have to pay a chaimish, mashma Tanakama holds when you chayev kefil, you start to be in korban osham. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says no. In the case when you're caught to be a ganef and you have to pay kefil, you even potter from a korban osham. A korban osham is only brought when maybe you're moida that you potter from kenas. Then you have to bring a korban osham with the chaimish. But once you have to pay the kefil, you're part of from the korban. That's what Shimon ben Yochai's halacha. Ein chaimish v'yoshem mishtalim b'mokim sheyesh kefil. So that's the three shittas over here. But our kolpon and wasmagay to us, the Gemara says, Kitani miyas, what did we learn over here? It says, according to Rabbi Yaakov, that chaim shoy oimeloi v'kfeila divu Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that this person, when he pays back his kefil, that's the exact same amount of the chaimish of the keren. So since it's the exact same amount, one payment of kefil, you're also yotzi de chaimish. Now, hechidami, how do you have that? How do you have that one-fifth of the keren is kefil? Of course, it doesn't make sense. Kefil is twice as much as the keren, right? It means double the keren. Kefil is double the keren. So whatever the keren is, kefil should be equal to that. And a fifth is only one-fifth of it. So how could you tell me kefil and the chaimish is the same thing? So hechidami, what's the case talking about? You learn if you want to tell me the mikora shavu dalad. When you first stole this animal, is worth four zuz. Ulip soifin at the end now b'shas amad b'din. Shavu yavo, it's also worth four zuz. If so, how could you tell me choym shoy odoloy b'kfeiloy? How could you tell me the fifth is the same amount of a payment as kefil is? Kfeiloy arbo. So kefil is four zuz. Just like when you stole it and now it's worth four zuz. So kefil means an extra payment, another four zuz. V'chum shoy zuzo. What's the fifth of this? A fifth of four is one. Milabar. Because when you get the one, you add it on to the four. Four and one is five. One fifth of five is one. That's how you get one. So how could you say a four and one is equal? El alav, aren't we talking about the cases like this? A riot to Rav. We're talking about the mikoro shavi abo. When you first told the shore was worth four zuz. Right before the b'shas hamad b'din, it was worth shav zuz. Price went down. The market price went down. The shor now is only worth one zuz. And the halacha is like Rav that kefil you pay b'shas hamad b'din. So the chi of kefil is only to pay back one zuz. So it comes out the kfeila zuzo. The kefil is only one zuz. The chamishisa, what's the fifth here, is also zuzo. There's also one zuz. That's from Yaakov Svarom, that by paying one zuz, he yotze both payments. But our koponim alma, what do we see from here? That keren kein shegonav. When you have to pay back the keren, you have to pay back how much it was worth at the time when you stole it. That's called kein shegonav. Tashlume kefil, or else for tashlume dalvei always goes together with kefil, that you pay kashas and modi bedin. So the kids, so we have a klor raya to Rav. Oh my Rav, Rav says like this. Liyalam, really, I tell you, the case is like this. Oh my Rav, Liyalam, the mikoro, I tell you, shavya bo, vashtanami shavya bo. Could be no. The case is even talking about that before and now, it's still worth $4. If so, you have a kashu, the kashuloch. The kashu, you had a question then. Kfeilo is dalid. Kfeilo, double payment is four zuz. The chumsheho is zuz, it's only one zuz. So how can you set the same payment? I'll tell you like this. Hocha v'maya skinu, you know what we're talking about over here? Kugoyin shen nishba, v'choza v'nishba, arbo pomim. You will get a case of a turntanus ganef, that the owner came back and said, give me back my object that I gave for you to watch. And you swore that it was stolen from you. And then the owner said, I still don't trust you. And I said, I'll swear again. And he swore a second time. And he swore a third time, he swore a fourth time. So it comes out, he swore four times. So he has to pay four times the chaimish. So if so, here, kefil and the chaimish is equal. For hoida, and he admitted to all four swearings. The Yatei Ram, the Torah says, V'chamishi sov, we dashin, ha-toyra ribso, chamishu yois harbei, v'keren achas.
That even though you only stole one time, if you swear a few times on that, every time you swear, you have to pay back another chaymish. So mel, it's possible that you swore four times false, so you have to pay four zuz for the four chumshim. And also, kefil is arba, is four zuz. So that's how you have the case that's equal. So therefore, it could be, it's no raya to Rav. That's what Rav wants to say. Now, Omar Ma, what did we say before? V'chachom and Chom say, B'roishoi v'chamishisoi. That we dashed in means, and you have to pay a chaymish. Now, what does that mean? Ma menamishdal and b'roish. In a case when you have to pay back only Karen, where you're returning Tana's Ganav. You, Tana, that you're a shomer and it was stolen from you. And you swore to it. And then later you yourself admit that you still have it. So that's the case that since you admit you have to pay back Karen, now the loch is you have to pay back an extra chaymish because of your shmua. Mice of chaymish, but moment shemish talim baroish, but money that you don't only pay back the original, the Karen, but you have to pay back more than that, kefil. In the case where Adam came and told us that you stole, ain mice of chaymish, then you don't have to add on to a chaymish. But this, but chom holdo, avaloshim I see. But you know, a korban oshim that you still have to bring. An asham gezelus. Since Lamaisi is swore false, even though Adam first came and told us that you stole, you have to pay kefil. But since later you yourself admitted that you swore false, you have to bring a korban oshim. So the question is now, my shenor chaymish. Delay mishalem. How can you tell me now chaymish? You don't have to pay when there's kefil. The sikkot the pasuk says b'roishoi.
Again. The same pasuk it says these three things. The mashma, whenever you have to pay back only the keren, the capital, then we say that when you swore false and you admit, you have to pay an extra fifth, and you have to bring an asham gezelus and nashim for it. But of course, mashim, they're all the same chiyuvim. So you should only have an nashim when there's only keren. But of course, when you have kefil, there should not be a carbon nashim. So Gemara says, I'm Reluch Rabban, but we answer back to you, es paske kro. True it, but it says an S in between. It says like this, it says, Peroisha v'chamishisoi, v'es ha-shomoi. Since it says the word v'es ha-shomoi, that's like Master teach us that the Karen and Chaimish is totally together. But the Korban Oshim, no matter what, you have to bring a Korban Oshim. That's what the Chom is for. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'es arvya kro, heals us the opposite. That es mixes it up together. So that just like you need a Chaimish only v'roishoi when it's Karen, the same thing, a Korban Oshim is only when there's only Karen, not with Kefil. For Rabban and Armelot, Rabban will say back no. Lo dechter rachmon el loivov, lo yes. No, Shimon Lechai says v'yes. Doesn't say the word es. Es alone maybe would have been a masik. But it says v'yes ashamay. Since it says the vov, v'yes, that's ma'arif to say it all at the same halacha. And the Chachamim say no. If so, the Torah shouldn't have said the word vov and not the word es. The thing that says both of them, it means lehefsik to make a difference here. And Shimon ben Yechai Armelot, no. Es loisagi, to loikosiv. Liasuke ben mom and gvoya, ben mom and gvoya, the mom and hedyet. It had to have an S here anyway to be mastic between mom and gvoya, mom and hedyet. That korban oshom is mom and gvoya. Chaimish, you pay back to the nigzal. So that's the nignav. So that's mom and hedyet. Hilkach osavov av yikro. Therefore, I need the vov here tomorrow of the psukim to tell me they both have the same halachas. Omer Rabbi Loi, go naf tleh v'nas al ayil. What's going to be, you stole the young one, a tleh, a young sheep, young ayil, a young ram. V'nas ayil, then it grew up by you and it came into an ayil. Or else eagle, you stole the small kif, v'nas ashorim by you it became a big ox. So the locher is, nas ashinu b'yodoi v'konoi. It automatically becomes a shinui. Usually the locher is, if you steal something, we say, v'heshiv asagzela. You have to return what you stole. You can't tell the person, listen, I have it already, I'll pay you the money for it, let me keep it. No! If you stole something from me and you have it, havad is a mitzvah chi, you have to return it.
But let's say a shinu happens to it, something different comes upon it. Then we say you're kinder it. But the pasuk says v'heishir v'asegzelu v'dashin kein shegozel. You only have to return it if it's the same way the way you stole it. But here you stole an eagle, a calf, and by you it grew up another year or two later and came into a shore. So that's not what you stole. That's called a shinui. It's called change happened here. So now you don't have to return it anymore. And therefore the konui, and therefore you only have to pay back how much it was worth b'shas k'neva. Tov koyemocha, then later you would shecht to sell it. Shelayu tevech, you shecht in your own. Shelohu mocha, you're selling your own. So you'd be potter there from down the hay. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's such a beloyed chiddush. Now what this alone is called the shinui, even though you didn't do anything directly to it, by itself it grew and became too big, but since its name changed, it's called like a shinu Hashem, they call it different now. Before it was called a tler, now it's called an isle. Before it was called an eagle, now it's called a shore. That's called shinui. Eisrei avakasha, eisrei avichinoi l'rabiloi. It says, gonav tler v'nasal isle, or else eagle v'nasal shore. Mishal tashlum ekev v'tashlum yabob v'chamisha. It says, clearly you do have to pay back dalad v'hei. And it says, what? Change the gun, you have to pay it all back the way it was when you stole it. Screw you see, you have to pay back dalad v'hei. Now, if you want to tell me your svar is, kanya v'shinui, that you tell me now, it's called the shinu Hashem, you kainer it, amay m'shalom, you have to pay back dalad v'hei. Shalom u'tavei, shalom u'mach, you're selling and the shecht on your own. Or malay, it's back. V'yela, my shinu, what do you want to tell me, shinu lekono, you're not kainer it, it's amay m'shalom, kainer shagonov then. L'shalom kiyashash, pay how much it's worth right now. Or malay, kiyashash, in time of the m'shalom, m'shalom, the amalay. Tura, ganv mimoch. What did I steal from you? Or did I steal a shore? Or did I steal an isle? That's not what I stole from you. So therefore, I only have to pay you what I stole from. So the other one said, Omalei, Rachmon Litzlan Mahay Daita, Oy Vei to your das, you're not saying anything. Omalei, just back to him, just the opposite. Omalei Adarabo, Rachmon Litzlan Midati Didoch, you missed it. You're wrong. That's what each one owes the swara. Kitta says, Aloch here though, when the eagle changed into the shore, now you have to pay dalad v'hei. How much is worth b'shas k'neva? That's the kasha why. If you say you kiner it, so you shouldn't have to pay dalad v'hei. But either geese of yold, you're not kiner it, so you shouldn't have to pay back dalad v'hei the way it was worth k'shein shagonav. You should have to pay how much it's worth now. So something is wrong here. All right, so much then we'll see. Yeah, we'll stop here. You're holding down Samech Heyam at base. You're three quarters down. One line right before the big lines. Again, Omer Rab Eloi, Rab Eloi says like this, Gonav Tle V'nas Ayil. You steal a young rim, and then it comes into an ayil. Or else Eagle, you first steal a kif, V'nas Ashor, then it comes into a shore by the Ganef himself. So the Locher Rizzi says, Nas Shinu B'yodoi, it comes like a Shinui in the hands of the Ganef. The Kona, and therefore the Ganef himself is Kona this. So Rashi says, what does it mean it's Kona? Rashi says, Nasa Shina B'yadav Kona, V'shina L'ho Milsa, only for this one thing, that later the Imtovach U'mochar, if the Ganef himself now goes and shechs it, or sells it, you should know, Shalohu Taveach, it's considered like he's selling his own, or he's shechting his own, and therefore Rupotim Edal V'hei, he'll be potter from paying Dal V'hei, because it's called he shechted his own. Avul Karen the Kefal, but how does he pay back the Karen or the Kefal? Mishalem Karen Kiyashta. He has to pay back the Karen also Kiyashta, how much it's worth right now. In other words, you stole the Tle, and now it's an Ayil, so it's still around. You have to pay back the way it's worth right now. Mishalem Kiyashta. The Kefal Kain Shagozakonaf. Mashen Kain the Kefal, that you only have to pay how much it was worth. Bishasta was stolen. Oy kishasa modibidin. Yeah. So I call upon him that Rabbi Loi says that the Kinyan Shinu here, it only means for Dalad Vehei, that for the parsha of Dalad Vehei, you'd be potter, because it's called like you are kind of it already. Yeah. And this Gemara says, Eisvei Rabbi Chanino le Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Chanino asked the question to Rabbi Loi. It says, Alocha, Gonav Tlev Nas Alayil. You stole the young one, and by then later became an Nile Rim, or else Ego Venas Ashore, you stole the young Kif, and then by the Ganef it became Ashore. Is Mishalem Tashlume Kefel, Vitashlume Yabo, Vichanisha, Kain Shagonav. It says, everything you pay now, Kain Shagonav. So it's a cash really in both ways. First of all, you see, you're not Kainerit. that you have to pay dalat v'hei, then also you see a chiddush that you pay even the keren only kein shegonav, which is a kasha why. Because why do you pay kein shegonav? You should have to pay later how much it's worth later. Now the core part of the question is, that if you want to tell me, look like you, Rabbi Loi, that kiniya b'shino, that when a ganav steals a tler, and then it becomes an ayil, that he's koner it, that's called shaloyu tovayach. If so, am I mishalim? Why does he have to pay dalat v'hei? Shaloyu tovayach, shaloyu moicher. You're telling me now the ganav is koner it for this much, that what he does now, he's doing it to his own. So here, look, the Brisa says clearly, not like you, Rabbi Loi. So Amalei, so Rabbi Loi said, Mashma, there's something wrong with this Brisa anyway. You can't ask me kasha from here. I'll tell you anyway there's something wrong. Amalei, V'yelamai shinu loikonu. What do you want to tell me this Brisa is not like me? That it's not konui, that if you steal a tler, and it becomes an ayil, it's still called the Bailim's ayil. So if so, Amai Mishalim came shagonaf. Why do you only have to pay back how much it was worth? Pishas, you stole it, you only have to pay back for a tler, or for an eagle. L'shalom ki hashta. You should have to pay back right now. Like if you did something to it right now, Sechura, if you weren't kind of it, up until now it still belonged to the owner. Since so, you have the owner's shore. You have the owner's aisle. So if you did something to it now, you should have to pay how much it's worth now. So in other words, the Beloi meant to say something's wrong with this pricer anyway. Omalei. So Rabbi Chanina answered back and said no. I'll answer you. Shan the price is like this. Ki hashto haynu taimed loy mishalim. You know why you don't have to pay for the shore or for the ayo, even though the shinu is not koina. You know why? Mishum di yomalei. Because the ganav has the right to say to the nigzal, tura ganvi minoch, dichra ganvi minoch. Like, did I steal from you a shore? Did I steal from you an ayo? No. I stole from you a tle. I stole an eagle. So I only have to pay back what I stole. That's Shan the Brisa. Even though he's not konerit. On this Amalei, so Rabbi Loi said back, that doesn't make any sense either. And therefore, Rachmona litzlan mehai daita. Like, oy vey, to that svara. What kind of svara is that? It's true, you stole the nagel. But Lamaisa, you weren't konerit. It's not yours. It's not the galton. It still belongs to the owner. So now, after a year or two, it grew up and became a shore, but you still have the owner's shore. So now that you have to pay back for Gneva, you should have to pay back how much it's worth now. What kind of svar is that you pay the way you sold it? Or Malay? So Rabbi Chanina said back to Rabbi Loi, no, Adarabba, just the opposite. Rachmona litzlan midati didach, your svar is wrong. Like, first of all, shinu is not kaina. And secondly, I hold no, lamaitzi, you have to pay back for what you stole. You stole the tle, you stole the anegel, that's what you pay back, and not more. So kita samachlokas Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Chanina. Now the Gemara says, maskib lo Rab Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asks a question like this. What's the machlokes here? V'nikninu b'shinu Hashem. Why doesn't everybody agree there should be a kinyan shinu that the name changed? Like Rashi says, Nehi d'shvach d'gufu lehevi shinui t'vemele k'shavach v'yozal, even if you want to say the fact it changed from a young one to a big one. That's not called a shinui, a big one, because it grows big by itself like miyu b'shmo v'adi yishtani. But I call upon the name. It has a new name now. Before it was called an eagle, now it's called a shore. So since it has a new name, that should be the shinui. That's called the shinu Hashem. So Amar Rava, Rava said back, no, it's not called a real shinu Hashem either. Because shore, ben yoyma kara shore, no, even the shore, the eagle was one day old, it's also called a shore really. And I'll tell you, ayil, ben yoyma kara ayil, the tle that you called a tle first, it's also called an ayil. So later when it's really called an ayil, it's not called the shinu Hashem. What's the proof? Shor ben yoyma kara shor. The Yasidah Pasuk says, Shor roi kesef vayez ki yivoleid. Mashmi ki yivoleid, when it's born to you. So even a newborn shor is called a shor. And ayo ben yoyma kara yar. What's the right? The Yasidah Pasuk says, V'yelei tzoyncho lo yachalti. Eilem hu, to lo yachal. Kvosim ochal. Does it mean to say, Eilei tzoy mashmi, only in Ireland he did not eat, but not young ones. Eilei rather means it's like this, Elash ramino, ayo ben yoyma kara yayil. When it says loshen there, the elei tzoyncho lo yachalti, means I did not eat anything from you, not even the young ones. See, even the young ones, the tloyim, are also called an ayil. So therefore, that's why here, where a tle that nasal ayil or an ego that becomes into a shore, you don't have the kinyan because of shinu Hashem. Therefore, Rabbi Loi had to say the shinu is because of the change in the body. The body, the mindset changed from a small one to a big one. That was the shinui. Because Gemara says now, Mikom Makom Kasha, Hakol Parim still it's a Kasha. Like the Chura, why isn't there a Shinum over here? Like even though the Pesukim call it, Mashma is still a Kasha though, so what? But still it should be called a Shinui. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes, I'll tell you, Homani Beishami, this goes according to Beishamai. Oh no, Hakol Parim, Mikom Makom Kasha, Rashi learns like this. Mikom Makom Kasha means the Kasha on Rabbi Loi. No, we're in Tataka. Shinu Hashem, you don't have here because the name didn't change. But our core part of the Kasha is, though, Mikol Makom Kasha, it's a Kasha on this Brisa to Rabbi Loi. Even though you have a Kasha on it, but our core part of the Brisa says clearly that even though you sold the Tler and then it became an Egel, that it became an Ayol, you have to pay Dal Vehei. So the Brisa says clearly not like Rabbi Loi. You see clearly the fact that it grew bigger is not called a Shinu at all. So Gemara says, "Amar Rav Sheshes, I'll tell you, Hamani Beishamahi. This price that goes according to Beishamai, the Amr that they hold, Shinu b'mkayma yamedes. That a Shinu means nothing. It's still b'mkayma. So Rashi says, Afagav diyishtani. Even though something changes, Lenofik Rishus Bailim. It still does not go out of the Rishus of the Bailim. It's still called the Bailims. So according to Beishamai, if you steal a Tle and it comes into an Ayol, you're not kainer it." It still calls the Bailim, and therefore if you make a Tzficha Mechira, you would be Chayav Dal Vehei. For like Kanya, the Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Nosan Lo, the Tanya, Nosan, not Pasuk, the Tanya will learn like this. Nosan Lo B'yetaneno, Chitin, if you gave a Zayna, that you wanted to have Znus with her, so you paid her. You gave her wheat for the Znus. And now V'yosan, Seulah, she made it over into flour, or El Zaysim, you paid her with olives. V'yosan Shemin, and she herself made it into oil. Or El Sanovim, you gave the grapes. V'yosan Yain, she made it into wine. So what's the halacha? Toni Chada, one brisa we learned, Osa. You're not allowed to use this. It's Osa to bring for a korban. V'tanya Chada, another brisa says, no muta. You're allowed to use this for a korban. Now V'yom Reb Yosef, Toni Gurian. Demiaspurik, that Beishamai Oisrin or Beisilu Matirin. That this Machlokes is a Machlokes Beishamai Beisilu. Now, my time of the Beishamai, what's the reasoning of Beishamai why he holds the Shinu is not Koina? My time of the Beishamai, the Pasuk says here, Gam Lerabois Shinu Yayim. It says Gam by the Pasha of Esnan Zoyim, the Torah says Gam, that even the Esnan is also Osa. Means even if she changes it over into something else, still it's also to bring for a carbon. Well, Beisilu says no, Haim, V'loi Shinu Yayim. It says Gam Haim, that them only the Esnan, only the present that she, the pay that she really receives for the Znus, that you can't use for Korban. But if you make a Shinui, she changes it over from grapes into wine, that's called the Shinu, the wine you could use. So I call upon Mr. Machlokes Beshamah Beisilu if Shinu helps or not. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Ubeishamah. Yeah.